Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Picks are on the way, and man, we got to get something right this week, Mike. You got something in your back pocket for us?
I've got the Mean Green Machine ready to make you some green.
You did last week.
Hey, man, looking for some overs. That's, and for those not following, it's just, I think it's North Texas.
Or it is.
But they put up a lot of points against weak competition. So
it was Army last week, right?
Yes, it was. Okay. And they went over. That was pretty easy. And FSU went over. But, yeah, I was trying to back out of that Green Bay-Cleveland game, and y'all wouldn't let me.
No.
Day-Day Norris said no. And I needed to get out of that game because it was a trap. They blew a 10-point lead with about 5 minutes to go.
Yeah, our pick segment, it's a lot of fun. We are deep in it.
Good-natured ball buster.
Yeah, no doubt. Day-Day's right now, he still has the lead, but he is what? 6-6, Day-Day's 7-5, Orange 5-7, whatever I am.
You're 2-7.
I don't know about that. But I've got to get some winners here today. That's what I got to do. Here in Athens, I got to find some winners. You know what?
Or is it 2-9? It's got to equal.
Mike, the record doesn't matter.
Orin, what is it for Carl? What's
Mike,
Carl's
record, the record's not important. Look, I am channeling some energy right now here at Grindhouse.
Yes. Yes.
I feel. It's right. I feel energy here at Grindhouse.
Get some.
You know what that energy is telling me?
I'm telling you.
Go Dawgs!
Sick
of. That's what it's telling me. And that's what that energy is telling me.
Guess what? Guess
what? What?
Vegas has got Georgia down to 2.5.
I'm telling you.
I think we got to jump on that with 2 feet.
I'm just telling you right now.
Because right now, and I was looking at the trends right now. MGM has Georgia at 2.5. And for those of you kids who don't gamble, gambling makes sports more fun.
It does.
That means Georgia's got to win by 2.5 points.
Yes. And but just don't take money from your parents. That's all I'm saying.
Correct. Look at Gary, our buddy. Now he was a bookie in the Air Force, by the way. He was a pilot, too,
by the way. Would you stop it?
Yeah.
That man's business out there.
Call sign, snake eyes. Anyway, but yeah, man, get in on it. But I do love Georgia. If you can get Georgia, if your bookie will give you Georgia 2.5.
I just told you the energy is spoken to me.
We got
to
jump on that. Jump on that.
There we go.
All right.
All right. That's coming up. Our picks here a little bit later on this hour. We'll go behind enemy lines. John Keim is going to join us.
And by the way, how does Bama Money move the number? Do people, like, cash in their green stamps?
Oh, wow. Is that where we're going?
What? I'm just saying.
There are no Bama. There are no.
Gary said they trade in their chewing tobacco.
There are no Bama fans. Why do you hate Alabama so much? There are no Bama fans here, luckily, right now. That is good. All right, man. Last night, we mentioned this, and, I want you to tell this story, because if you go back a couple of years, the rumor was that Kyler Murray was not necessarily a liked guy on his own team. Mm. The quarterback has to be liked by everybody, okay? It's just what it is.
Right.
And so last night, they lose. He didn't necessarily play terrible, but he wasn't great. He didn't step up when they needed him to. But O was talking about the broadcast on our station, 92.9 The Game. We care all NFL games. And, what were they saying about Kyler Murray and this connection or disconnection, I say, with Marvin Harrison Jr.?
So Ryan Harris, the analyst for the Westwood One game last night, was talking about how Kyler came out and warmed up by himself, didn't warm up with anybody else. And then he said, too, it especially was weird after he had a couple of turnovers. He had a couple of first-half picks. He would come off the field, and he said he would sit down by himself. No one would talk to him. He wouldn't talk to anybody. He was just sort of isolated. He thought that was very odd, considering – well, not odd, I guess, but it made sense why there might have been some offensive struggles in the first half, because there seemed to be a disconnect between Kyler and the rest of the offensive personnel.
Wow. And Crow and I, we've talked about it. I mean, look, you get you are a coach killer. At least one coach is down. That's on you. There was some thoughts that he was kind of like, you know.
And by the way, that coach looks pretty good in Washington,
yes,
doesn't he?
Yes, he did. Talk about Cliff Kingsbury.
Yeah.
I just felt that Kyler Murray, he has an aura of kind of a starts with a D and ends with bag. And I just, I don't know. I can't put my finger on it. There's a little Jeff George in him. You know, it just seems like that I-me vibe. I don't know. Now, Marvin Harrison Jr. has got to do his job.
Do your job.
Which is catch the football. They had a disconnect last year, and I thought because Kyler Murray wasn't seeing him, and now he's seeing him, and he's not catching it. As a matter of fact, he's creating turnovers when he is getting the ball in his hands.
200 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 picks last night. He was sacked 6 times by Seattle, but just not the kind of game you would expect. Again, they lose last-second field goal by Seattle to win 23-20. But the Kyler Murray story, this is what I was saying earlier, but I just don't ever feel like they're going to win big with him. Is he entertaining? Yeah, because he runs around and scrambles. But I don't feel like he's the guy that can put them on his back.
It's like, you know, at least, Mike Vick, you got to an NFC championship, and they may never get there.
I don't feel that way. Hey, while we're talking about Murray, let me hear him talking about this loss last night.
It wasn't clicking. You know, pretty much getting physically dominated whole first half. And, you know, it's frustrating because you watch the defense go out there and get stop after stop after stop. And offensively, just like we just couldn't get it going. You know, couldn't get it going. Credit to their defense. But we just got to make more plays. We got to show up and be ready to go. You know what I mean? It's like we're just loading. You know what I mean? And it's taking too long. You know, obviously, there's the resilience of the team is you love to see it. And you feel like give yourself a chance to win the game at the end.
Yeah, so he added – play with a bunch of bums.
That's what I heard.
No physicality. I'm out here getting thrown around like a rag doll.
That's what I heard he said.
My name's Paul, and that's between y'all.
That's what it sounded like. Day one ready. I was ready.
The only
Day
thing
one
missing
ready.
Would be like the guy that does the meme with the do-rag with LeBron and the cigarette in his mouth. I can tell you this. I don't do much more of this.
They got issues, man. Yeah. That was a big one last night. Divisional game. Hey, while we're talking football, Big O, let's get to 4th-and-1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers, the celebrity guests? Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
We will get back to the dogs here in Athens as we're live at Ground House Killer Burgers in just a little bit. Rusty Manziel stopped by to get the show started. Great stuff from him. You will hear our interview with David Pollack coming up as well. But we're talking NFL right now, and the Falcons obviously have a big game on Sunday against the Commanders. Couple of news notes. A.J. Terrell will not play Sunday, but Ross saying today he feels confident, Mike, he'll be back after the bye week.
Okay. I mean, we kind of knew the bye week was kind of our finish line, right, for some of these injuries.
Yep.
I guess we're talking more about the offensive coordinator than Elijah Wilkinson screwing up our offense. Eventually, Storm Norton could come back, but I guess they're satisfied with the job he's doing. But that'll be another week to get him, hopefully get him back. But, yeah, A.J. Terrell, man, it just makes a big difference. It wasn't like the defense broke down. Just the defense didn't make any plays. And it wasn't their fault that they had a pick six on them, and the ball gets another interception, brings it down deep in enemy territory. But we needed some hits earlier. I mean, remember, the game was relatively close. It was a one-score game in the first half.
Yeah.
If we make our two field goals.
If we made our two field goals. For the Commanders, Terry McLaurin out, their best wide receiver. Remember, they paid him in the summer. And then
– So Debo's good to go, though.
Yes. Just a few hours ago, Jaden Daniels was ruled out, knee sprain. He will not play Sunday. That's why we've been talking about Marcus Mariota.
Who's a captain.
Yeah. Tell me about
captain,
it.
Captain, my captain. So the Steelers are playing Minnesota in Dublin this weekend. And guess who makes a headline over in Ireland?
Who?
Take a wild guess.
Aaron Rodgers?
Aaron.
Oh.
We should have flown out here probably Monday.
Really?
Taking some of the sights. Beautiful country, I've heard. I'm not kidding you.
Now he's a travel
guy. You got all year to come to Ireland when the weather's actually better. And I guess he should have brought his sticks. They could have played K-Club or Ballybunion.
Sure.
But, yeah, literally, Aaron Rodgers upset that they didn't get there sooner. They arrived on Friday morning. Here, take a listen. Oren's got the audio of Aaron Rodgers upset with the travel arrangements of the Steelers.
Damn right. thank you. I mean, I have a family history going back to Ireland and Scotland, so I've always wanted to get over here. I wish, you know, it is what it is, but if the schedule had been a little different, if I could have chosen it, maybe we get over on Monday. Tuesday's a day off, get to get out, see some things. It's a beautiful country, it seems like, from pictures, and I'm a historian, so I know kind of the history geopolitically in the area.
But you're rich. Right. You can go whenever you feel like it, okay? This is a business trip.
That's what when I first saw that today, I was like, really, dude? You've got, like, you know, 7 months out of the year, or 6 months. You can do this. You can book a trip to Ireland. You can do your genealogy. We did one ourselves.
He should have went there after he went to the pyramids last time.
Yes. I mean, but again, it just if ever there was an example or a soundbite, again, like, the guy's the first ballot Hall of Famer, but it is kind of funny.
Go Dawgs.
Because go Dawgs. But it's funny because that's everything about Aaron Rodgers in one sentence. You know, we couldn't have gotten here sooner. I would like to do some traveling around Ireland. It's a business trip, dude.
Yeah.
They got in Friday. You'll be going back Sunday night.
Here is a guy that I think is underrated, and I'm not saying that because of this season. He's been great, man, since he got to Tampa. Baker Mayfield and the Eagles is a big game this weekend. They're both undefeated. I am giving the edge to Tampa because the emotional win, the way the Eagles won last week, block field goal, scoop and score by a dog, touchdown, that was a lot. So I'm leaning Tampa, and oh, by the way, they get Chris Godwin back, but I want you to hear Baker talk about the Eagles coming to town.
We'll have a good game plan, obviously, to try and tire these guys out. Advantage for us, we're in Tampa, the heat, they're not used to that. I know there's already been the stories that broke about them coming down to Tampa a day early. I don't necessarily think that helps them. One day doesn't get you acclimated to this humidity. So I think honestly, it makes them think about it more when they get down here earlier.
Interesting. Now, I heard Randy Mack talking about it. Said, you know, even when Miami would put visiting teams in the sun field, you know, down at the old Hardwick before they had the overhang.
Yeah.
You know, you're both dealing with heat. And half these guys on these teams played in SEC or ACC country or in SWAC or MEAC conditions, which are generally hot and humid. So, I mean, I'm with Baker. I mean, a bit of an advantage, but I think, you know, a lot of those Eagles play for Georgia. Hell, the entire team played for Georgia. They're used to it.
Yeah, I don't think that's an advantage one way or the other, but this is going to be a good one. Another good one Sunday night, guys. Packers-Cowboys, and it's only good because of the drama of Micah Parsons returning to Texas. And Brian Schottenheimer, the coach of the Cowboys, is like, look, this guy's going to come in and make plays. We already know that. How many sacks would you say, Mike? Two and a half over under for Mike?
Just because he's aching, my aching back. I'll say two. How about, no, one and a half.
One and a half?
Yeah, so I guess get you to two. You can't get, well, yes, he could get half a sack. I'll say one and a half.
All right, one and a half sacks.
You could actually meet at the quarterback with somebody else and get half a sack.
It's happened. Here's Brian Schottenheimer talking about Micah.
Mike is a great player. Mike is going to make plays. I just put that out there. Like, Mike is going to make plays. Does he get a sack? I hope not, but he might. He's pretty good. Let's not forget, Rashawn Gary's a hell of a rusher, too. I mean, this is a defense that's got incredible speed. They're deep and they're fast. And so our ability to have success against the Packers defense will be about a whole lot more than just Micah.
All right. It's going to be fun.
I think Michael can have a good game for the Packers. We know he's got skills. Please, Jerry.
By the way, Roger Goodell, remember John Fricke a couple of years ago said, I think we're going to have three teams in Europe in the next 5 or 6 years.
Everyone, I don't care.
What? Well, you said it. Commissioner says he still sees a team in England, in London.
Permanently?
He says he was doing an interview with CNBC. He says a London franchise is, quote, possible. There's so much logistics with that, which make it impossible. I doubt it.
I do, too. I just think it's very hard. Now,
and Jacksonville's spending money on their facilities and their stadium to stay in Jacksonville.
Correct. They're not trying to move overseas.
Right.
All right, man, we're coming back. We're going behind enemy lines. The latest on the Commanders. No Terry McLaurin, no Jaden Daniels. What's that mean for them? And what's going on with their football team? Last week, they looked good with Marcus Mariota under center. We'll go behind enemy lines next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.